Hello, I am Becky Pittack, and welcome to King of Kings Lenten Devotions, Transformed in Christ. Today is April 15th, and this week we are reminded to follow Jesus to the cross. Today's truth that transforms is consider the depth of God's love. Our reading is from Matthew chapter 27, beginning with verse 45. From noon until 3 PM, darkness came over all the land. About 3 PM, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." How are we transformed in Christ and shaped to be more like him? Some people have equated the goal of the Christian life is to become a better person. This is how I see this truth that transforms working in my life. Jesus bore my sins on that cross, my sinful actions, attitudes, desires, emotions, habits, thoughts, and words. A holy God cannot look at sin. Jesus was forsaken that I might never be. He bore my hell that I might share his heaven. The price was paid and the path was made. At that moment, the curtain was torn. Through faith in Jesus as my Savior and Lord, I have eternal access to God. I don't have to wait until I die. I can come to God anytime in prayer. I was raised in the church, but only had prayed written or recited prayers. I did not know the blessing of true heartfelt prayer that ushered me into God's presence. I was in my late 20s when a specific need prompted me to pour my heart out to God. In his gracious love, he specifically answered that prayer. I knew God's love for me was real. He heard and he cared. Then he moved me past coming to him for what he could do for me to experiencing his presence. One morning, as I cried out to him in prayer, I sensed his presence. It was such an overwhelming sense of his love that I was moved to tears. It was a feeling that I did not want to end. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. And what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Now, how do you see this truth that transforms working in your life? Let's pray for that transformation in Christ. Dear Lord, in your great love, you bore my sins and took the punishment I deserved. May I never take that for granted. Please, help me to come to you always in humble, heartfelt prayer. In my Savior's name, I pray. Amen.